Okay, so as usual, the Supreme Court update here is going to focus on somewhat more thematic issues than you get when you talk about the Supreme Court cases and the sessions devoted to particular substantive areas or questions, with the understanding that this being the advanced patent law institute, many of you are most of you can be assumed to be fairly familiar with the substance of the Supreme Court's decisions. So, as you might recall, in this past 2015 term, October term 2015, we had two major merits patent cases, technically three, but we had the consolidated cases on enhanced damages that resulted in the opinion in Halo Electronics, where we saw the Supreme Court, I think, fairly predictably essentially extending the approach it had taken to district court discretion in the attorney fee cases of Octane Fitness and Highmark a couple years before. The court rejected the Federal Circuit's objective test for enhanced damages eligibility and instead emphasized district court's discretion to determine when enhanced damages would be awarded, with the limitation that these were to be for some kinds of egregious cases of misconduct. Okay, so as I said, this seems fairly predictable given how the court has been approaching questions of district court discretion over the last several years, although it might be notable that this was a pro-patentee decision, showing some concern for potential abusive behavior by infringers.